Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Mario's overalls to Nathan Drake's classic Henley and Holster combo, there are a lot of predictable outfits in video games. That's why alternate costumes are such a hot commodity. Any change is a welcome one when you're staring at the back of the same character for dozens of hours on end. But outfits that require you to unlock them are even better, especially when the conditions for how to get them aren't always clear. We've rounded up a bunch of wacky alternate ensembles that are both tricky to find and honestly bonkers weird. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 bizarre secret alternate costumes in video games. Number 10, Raiden, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Now, Assassin's Creed is a pretty serious franchise, surrounding some pretty serious points in history that they tend to reflect quite accurately. Enter alternate costumes. Specifically, we're talking about dressing up as Raiden in AC Brotherhood. Yeah, that Raiden. In one of the few cases that feature a character moseying across publisher lines, Ezio can be reskinned to look just like the iconic Metal Gear Cyborg. You can grab the costume by completing all the training sessions in the Animus Virtual Training Program with at least a bronze medal. It's a little time-consuming, but if you're super keen for Raiden's signature futuristic getup, complete with admittedly unusable SOCOM pistol, and armor that leaves extraordinarily little to the imagination, it's all yours. Though you can't actually use any of his wildly anachronistic weaponry, you can still enjoy looking hilariously out of place in 16th century Italy. Number 9. Creepy Panda Suit, Onimusha Warlords. Wearing a big cuddly animal suit and being a samurai fighting demons go hand in hand, so I guess it's no wonder that Capcom decided you needed to be able to dress up as a panda in Onimusha Warlords. Obviously, wearing a big cuddly animal suit and being a samurai fighting demons go hand in hand, so it's no wonder Capcom decided you needed to be able to be a giant panda in Onimusha Warlords. Forewarning, there's a lot of Capcom on this list. What can I say? They just get our need for crazy costume options. In Onimusha Warlords, you step into the very cool shoes of Samurai Samanosuke Akechi, as he goes on a quest to save his cousin Princess Yuki from demons, working alongside his enemy's forces. The revenge story is pretty tense, so why not chill things out with a cozy panda suit? With a baby panda in its panda pouch, relentlessly clapping, for some reason. You know, this thing looks so creepy, it may fit right in with the game's atmosphere already. If it seems like your idea of a good time, all you gotta do is play the game through once, with 10 fluorite pieces in your possession, and it's panda killing time. The head part does come off, but why would you want to deny your enemies that glorious smiling face before their inevitable demise? Number 8. Riptor's Cheerleader Skin, Killer Instinct 2013. Okay, fine, this one isn't that secret unless you're not that into costumes and didn't bother hunting through the retro accessories submenus to find it, but it's so good I need you to know about it. If you do have a little hunt in the retro accessories submenu for Riptor, everybody's favorite human velociraptor hybrid, you'll spot several cheerleader outfit items. Pop these on and you'll be the prettiest 7-foot reptile at the pep rally. Or rather, the tournament stage. Honestly, Riptor's pulling it off. You go, girl. Dinosaur? Girl dinosaur. Anyway, my money's on the fire-breathing velociraptor in the miniskirt. Number 7. God of War, God of War 2. For a serious dude, Kratos has a lot of very silly-looking alternate outfits. Spoiler alert, there are two on this list, but I'm gonna start with one that's a little fishy. It's Kratos in a fish suit. It's great. The Cod of War, as it's known, is a full-on fish costume out of which all we can see are Kratos' eyes, which are giving me serious cat that has been forced to wear a Santa outfit vibes. His Blades of Athena are also swapped out for fish hooks, which I'm sure he's just stoked about. Complete the game on any difficulty mode and this one is yours. The business suit costume and Spud of War are also excellent options, but this one's just really a sight to see. That's C with an A. That joke works better on paper. Number 6. Ashley and Leon go full Halloween garb. Resident Evil 4. Why are Ashley and Leon's alternate outfits a medieval knight and 20s gangster respectively? I have no idea. Your guess is as good as mine, but I'm not mad about it. You won't be mad about it either when you learn that not only are these costumes a mismatched delight for the setting and as a pairing, they actually also have gameplay impacts. Ashley, being that she's kitted in a whole-ass metal suit, is no longer able to be picked up or hurt, which is an absolute blessing. On top of that, the Chicago typewriter gets a reskin and some slick new reload animations. To get these ones, you'll have to complete the Separate Ways minigame and then enjoy your new and improved, invulnerable Ashley. Number 5. Quiet Goes Gold. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. To be fair, you're probably across the fact that you can equip alternate uniforms in The Phantom Pain, but the sheer impracticality of this one makes up for it not being so secret. Can we talk about Quiet's gold uniform? I understand that talking about uniform impracticality when referencing a woman who engages in high-octane action in a barely there bikini top is already a flawed argument, but let's just go with Kojima's logic here. We know Quiet needs to be scantily clad because she photosynthesizes through her skin, which is essentially because her body is infested with parasites. Fine. Accepting that, which, look, we're just gonna do, wouldn't it be a bad idea to coat her entire body in gold paint? I'm thinking yes. And yet, that's precisely what her gold uniform does, which you can acquire once you get to 100 bond level with her, reach an R&D level of 22, and spend a whopping 570,000 GMP. So my first problem is she'd straight up die, and my second problem is she's a covert sniper, for which I'm sure being a human trophy isn't a useful look. Cool looking costume, not that hard to find, but very, very silly. An argument has been made for the silence is golden pun, but I'm gonna leave that one to the comment section jury. Number 4. Princess Heart, Silent Hill 3. From Hideo Kojima and our forever disappointment that Silent Hills 3 isn't going to be a thing, it's just a hop, skip and a jump to Silent Hill 3's Princess Heart costume, which cannot be overlooked. There's absolutely nothing saying that alternate costumes need to be in theme with the games they're featured in, and Princess Heart is the perfect example of that. Unlocked using the code Princess Heart, this one launches a transformation sequence that turns Heather Mason into a Sailor Moon-esque superhero, Princess. Lady. It increases Heather's stamina, which is fine I guess, but that's not all it does. If you've got the Heather beam, then the Princess Heart gives you access to the Sexy beam. It's more powerful and it says Sexy beam when you shoot it. Also, she strikes pose. Number 3. Tofu, Resident Evil 2. From one iconic survival horror franchise to another, we're skipping on to Resident Evil. Now look, this one isn't technically an alternate costume, it's actually a secret character, but we're talking about a walking block of tofu, I don't think you're gonna be disappointed. Apparently, the tofu model was originally created to test the game's hitboxes, but at some point a glorious call was made to give it its own minigame, the Tofu Survivor. This is technically just Hunks, the fourth survivor, but with 100% more tofu. By completing the standard scenario 6 times, Hunk is swapped out for the giant jiggly block arm with a knife. It's not a great defense system, but you probably only have to worry about the vegetarian zombies taking a nibble of you, so you're alright. For those dying to know, tofu does indeed return in Resident Evil 2 Remake as a secret bonus mode after you finish the campaign and Hunk's mini mode. Number 2. Sailor Chris, Resident Evil Revelations. Yep, we gotta keep this Resident Evil costume train rolling, but in a very different direction. Dare I say somewhere a little bit sexy? Turns out Chris has some serious gams. Not only does Capcom slap a sailor outfit on him, it's a very saucy sailor outfit. It kinda looks like he stole Emily Browning's costume from Sucker Punch. Chris is no stranger to a pleasing wardrobe change, but it's hard not to give the cake to this masterpiece. It's not a cinch to get either, but in order to get it in your playthrough, you'll need to unleash 100,000 points of damage in one hit in raid mode. Though if you want a hint, the rocket launcher is a good way to go. No use being deprived of sexy Chris any longer than absolutely necessary. Also, it's just really nice to see one of the boys get an impractical pair of pants for once. I'm looking at you, Jessica. Number 1. Dairy Bastard, God of War. Now, I greatly appreciate Rezzy's efforts on this list, but for our number 1 spot, we've gotta go with the game that put the embodiment of rage into a cute little cow outfit, and that's God of War. Cast your mind back to 5-ish minutes ago when I told you that Kratos in a fish suit got his staple weapon swapped out for fish hooks. Well, it gets better. For the Dairy Bastard costume, Kratos is given a couple of gallons of whole milk to deliver smackdowns, which, for those of us who are lactose intolerant, is frankly terrifying. While wearing the costume, Kratos has the power of unlimited magic, and it doubles the value of any orbs Kratos obtains. It's not all sunshine and roses though, as your strength is reduced by 50%. Maybe it's the udders? This one is unlocked by beating the Challenge of the Gods. It's not easy, but I mean, look at him. You're gonna wanna do that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.